Hey there, everyone. This is Jacqueline Jacks with the Daily Jacks on AVA Live Radio. Today, I'm talking about some cool news coming up. Netflix reveals the trailer for Motley Crue's biopic, The Dirt. There's only about 4 more weeks until Motley Crue's long-awaited biopic, The Dirt, is released on Netflix, and the streaming service is finally offering fans a glimpse of the new movie. I just watched the trailer. I am so excited, actually. I was not as excited until I saw the trailer. Based on the band's collective memoir from 2006, The Dirt looks to faithfully and unabashedly recreate the scene from the band's past, from the time bassist Nikki Sixx conceived of the idea of Motley Crue to the personal journey of the band members. The trailer flashes through key moments, such as the fatal car crash that Vince Neil was involved in, resulting in the death of Henna Rock's drummer Nicholas Razzell Dingley, Thomas Lee's divorce to Heather Locklear as well, and Sixx being revived after a heroin overdose. Sixx has barely been able to contain his excitement. If you've caught him on social media, he's been really over the moon about the film coming out and the 4 new songs the band reunited to record for its soundtrack. The Dirt premieres March 22nd, and Motley Crue is rumored to be releasing at least one of its new tracks before then. We'll be looking out on social media, as they are on Facebook and Instagram. Keep an eye out, and I hope you watch the trailer on YouTube because it's pretty cool. And actually, I'm going to set the date to watch the movie. Other things you might want to know that happened in rock on February 23rd are 2006, February 23rd, the surviving member of Alice in Chains announced they were reforming the band 4 years after singer Lane Stanley died. 2010, Stone Temple Pilots revealed they completed their self-titled comeback album, which was also the group's first record since 2001. In 1978, Whitesnake made their live debut at the Skybird Club in Nottingham, England. I've got to look up that club and see what they're up to. In 1978, the Eagles received the Grammy for Record of the Year, Hotel California. I love that record. It's so good. Every time I listen to it, it's so good. I think I know every word. The band refused to perform during the ceremony because they didn't think they were going to win. Nice. All right, well, that's a bad call. 2011, the Foo Fighters released Rope, the first single off their new album, Wasting Light. Anybody a Foo Fighters fan out there? Here's a little bit of interesting news. On March 20th, 1969, Yoko Ono and John Lennon got married, right? 7 months later, they released The Wedding Album, their third collaborative project. On Monday, February 18th, the multimedia artist celebrated her 86th birthday. She's still making music, by the way, and doing really well. Just going to show you that you can make music any way you want to. She celebrated by announcing that the Wedding Album was being reissued by Secretly Canadian in partnership with Shamara Music. The original record's packaging, including memorabilia from the big day-like photos and copy of the couple's marriage certificate, drawing made by Ono and Lennon, and a picture of a slice of wedding cake, among other items. The labels are promising a faithful recreation of the original, offered on limited edition white vinyl CD and digital formats. The Wedding Album reissue is available for pre-order and slated for March 22nd release of 2019, just 2 days after Ono and Lennon's 50th wedding anniversary. The re-release is one of many the labels have put out in recent years for Ono. They've also reissued 1971 Fly and a pair of 1973 albums. Aside from the musical offerings, a movie about the couple's iconic relationship is also in the works. And last for the music business news today, here Duff McKagan's new solo song, Tenderness, is out on YouTube. You've got to go check it out. Duff McKagan is offering fans a peek of his upcoming solo album with the new single, Tenderness. I love this song. It's beautiful. The Guns N' Roses bassist began working on new music for his solo project with singer-songwriter and producer Shooter Jennings last fall. McKagan said in December that much of his new lyrics are inspired by experiences he had during his travels over the past few years with Guns N' Roses. Roses. Sonically, the album will be much, much of the opposite of Guns N' Roses' show, but the real point of this record and the lyrics for Tenderness is not for me to be a politician or some other voice to add to what's already too much noise in politics today, but he wants it to make a statement. Regarding the new single, McKagan called it a song of unity and peace, and I wanted this record to be a meditation and to bring maybe some healing to some people, if that's not too high-handed or lofty of a goal. The bassist suggests that the new track is a reaction to political and social friction in America today, but it's not a political song, it's a song about acceptance. Jennings called the album a really important record to him. Listen to Tenderness on YouTube right now. Can't wait for more to come. I hope you enjoyed the Daily Jacks today on AVA Live Radio. Don't forget to subscribe and share this with a friend, especially if you want to tag me up at Jacqueline Jacks on Twitter or wherever you are on social media. Have a great one, you guys. And don't forget, if you want to submit music to AVA Live Radio, we have music interviews as well as new music segments coming out all month, just go to avaliveradio.info/airplay. That's avaliveradio.info/airplay. If you're a business looking to advertise with the station, you can go to avaliveradio.info/contact. Have a great one, you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.